Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA, home of Matt Gaetz. Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon portal to help out the show. If you go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or use the banner on the webpage every time you go to buy shit from Amazon, we get a little commission and it doesn't cost you shit. And also you want to chat with us during the show or tell us we suck or whatever, you can tweet us at crabdiving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. We check our Twitter occasionally during the show. It is Faithless Friday, everybody. It's very exciting.
Jesus is Dog. In the house.
Or not.
No, he's always in the house, isn't he?
Yeah.
Jesus, are you
his
here?
House.
This is his house.
Well, I guess everywhere is Jesus the earth. To Christians.
What about the shit in that telescope that I've seen? From the James Webb telescope.
Yeah.
Is that Jesus too? All that shit?
Well, you know, it starts getting complicated when you get all sciencey and shit for these people, so...
He shat out a galaxy or something out there? I mean, there's a lot of stuff in that. There's a lot of cool science shit going on in those pictures.
Can you see my cord for my headphones moving? Do I have any slack at that end there?
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's all I need.
Okay.
My headphones are feeling a little bindy.
Cord issues.
Let's see what's going on this Faithless fucking Friday, everybody. Got a whole lot of cross-shaped incursions into our holes.
Jesus, shove it the fuck in there. Ooh, yeah.
And let us see what's going on. The headlines over at the Commie Pico Liberal, HuffPo. Yeah, I saw this earlier. Dem plan to take on SCOTUS. Rip a page out of the GOP playbook, it says.
Right.
But... You know, I don't know. I read a lot of it, and they're not ripping a page out of the GOP playbook.
I tried to read that article. I fucking hated it, to be honest. Jesus.
It's
fucking boring.
Well, and it's kind of about how the Democrats are forging ahead like Reagan did or something. They're comparing the Democrats now to fucking Reagan.
It doesn't make any
back
fucking
in the day.
Sense. Reagan was right.
Slancha.
Oh yes. What are we drinking? What is that?
I even put it in a actual glass, a Jameson glass.
That's
I have
very nice.
A little bit of Jameson orange flavor, which is a leftover from somebody, right? And you,
right.
And you gave this to me, and it. You predicted what I would say.
Was kind of fucked up, right?
Is why would they do that to Jameson? But I haven't tried this yet, so I will take a sip now and I'll give it a review.
That's a great idea for a coffee table book. You know, like the ends of someone's liquor cabinet. You know what I mean? Someone's going, that's the, does it suck?
No. I mean, it tastes...
You like it.
It tastes good, but I mean, it tastes like... I don't know.
Did you try those frozen White Claw
like
popsicles that are in whatever the fuck that
you
is?
You mean the white trash? I mean, excuse me, the White Claw. It's alcohol that is frozen into like popsicles.
I think you have to be in a Girls Gone Wild video.
Which, how do they do that? Because I thought a lot of alcohol doesn't freeze.
Well, they figured a way.
I guess I have to look that up.
Yep.
Get all sciencey and shit.
We're gonna develop.
I mean, it's
another...
not bad. It's kind of good.
Yeah,
but I mean, get a lemon rind or an orange rind, and you get the same. This is a little heavy on the orange, though. I would go less orange essence.
People that like whiskey,
yeah, sure. Take a sip.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're into whiskey, you're not drinking this stuff.
Yeah,
you're getting
that.
The whiskey, and then
you know, yeah, you're drinking a lot of whiskey.
Isn't it a little candy-ish?
Until you're dead. Until what?
A little too candy-ish.
Yeah,
a little too orangey,
it's
maybe.
It's fucked up.
It was one of the places that was my mecca when I went to the motherland.
Our new sponsor, Jameson Orange.
I went to the
tastes like shit.
I went to the Jameson Distillery on one day, I went to the brewery.
You can't remember.
Guinness Brewery. Yeah, I went to the Guinness Brewery.
Right.
The next day because yes. I didn't want to mix my free beverages after. Having taken the tour, I didn't want to take the morning tour at Guinness and then, you know, go get whiskey in the afternoon. So I just took two different days.
Yes.
Awesome. A lot of fun.
Right.
Highly recommend Dublin for those travelers. It's a great city.
I would love to go to Dublin.
Fun, really fun downtown.
Yeah.
On weekends, and it's cray.
Can I do comedy there?
Oh, yeah.
People know what the fuck I'm saying.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, in Dublin.
Right.
Well, they all understand you.
I won't understand.
You might, a couple of comics might get up that you might need
you
subtitles
about?
For, but everybody will understand you.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get into this story too much over there. They talk about a lot of these bills that the Democrats have passed.
Yay!
To try to... That aren't going anywhere because of the country of the Republicans.
Right, right.
And the light Republicans, well, Manchin and Sinema.
Well, the Democrats passed the Inflation Act, the anti-inflation thing.
Only after deep-throating Manchin and...
Is that what happened?
And playing with the Sinema's man in the boat.
Guys, we are going to have to do some horrible things to their genitals, those dinos. Oh, they're so horrible.
But they talk about the Preservation of Marriage Act or whatever the hell they call it, you know, that codifies same-sex marriage.
Yes.
And the Women's Health Act or whatever the fuck they call that, which would codify abortion
for
everyone. Yeah.
Shit like that. You don't have to force birth it. We don't have to be the fucking handmaid's
tale. So they're saying, look at these Democrats doing this, but it's going nowhere. It's you're flinging shit at a big Republican wall.
Stop it. There's an idea, right? Sometimes. Don't you ever wonder, do you guys ever get bored of just bitching about this over and over again? Oh, my God.
Expanding the court by four? Well, do it!
Absolutely.
Do it!
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah,
pack
it should be anyway. It should match
the
number of circuits. That's what they based it on in the 30s when they made it 9.
Hey, listen, anything to stem the tide of fascism. Whatever.
Before the 30s, whatever the fuck they made it 9.
I don't know.
It was not, they had 9 circuits. And it was like, well, the one judge will oversee every circuit. And now there's 13 circuits.
Listen, we live in a country where it's like, you can it's us versus the Nazis, right? I mean, the Republicans, you know, so.
Giant, like a Waspzilla just flew at this window. Did you see that?
I did. Is that outside?
That was outside. Yeah,
oh,
that was a
don't
big
come
fucking,
in here, motherfucker.
You can't, don't look at this glass of mine, Shelby. You don't want whiskey. Do you want
sound
whiskey?
Like those rednecks.
You don't like whiskey.
Don't come in here, motherfucker.
I had a dog that used to drink my mom's martinis. That was my mom's bev of choice.
Right.
She called them martinis, but she would fill the glass with vodka and kind of wave the vermouth over
really
the top of the glass.
A glass of vodka with ice.
Basically.
Yeah.
with a mist of vermouth.
Jeez, man.
It's not that bad, I guess.
Right. I think it tastes weird.
Jameson Orange, everybody. I don't know if you can order it from Amazon.
Go
to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Go get that.
Let's see what's going on over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
See what they're thinking. Oh, yeah, I saw this one earlier,
too. What are they
too.
Worried about?
Nuke disaster fears grow.
Which story is this?
This is Ukraine. This The Russians are preparing to bomb the shit out of some nuclear facility.
God! Is there no one in this country that has a relationship with Vlad? Says, call this motherfucker up and say, hey, motherfucker, this is going to be worse than Chernobyl. Stop shooting shit in the fucking nuclear plant, you fuck. Could someone say that to him? Do we have a back channel?
Kyiv and Moscow continue to accuse each other today of shelling Europe's largest nuclear power plant, stoking international fears of a catastrophe on the continent, as Russian President Vladimir Putin said independent inspectors should visit the Zaporizhzhia plant.
Well, stop bombing the shit out of the Zaporizhzhia plant or whatever. People check it out.
Zaporizhzh, so ZH right. Twice, IA, Zaporizhzhia.
Is he hoping that, I mean, this is such a cynical way to think. Is Vlad hoping that one of these plants melts down and it kills everybody that lives there so he can just roll in and have it? But I don't know.
No, but it doesn't, you don't roll in. There's... nobody's hanging. There's no condos near Chernobyl right now.
You ever go on Chernobyl Craigslist?
Did you ever look at people that go there's YouTubes on video of people that go on excursions into Chernobyl.
How much is a one bedroom?
And they're wearing Geiger counters.
Right.
And you have like X amount of time to go in and come out.
No, those are tourists. Those
before you
the
catch
locals.
The cancer.
Those are the
locals. No, those are locals.
Oh, really? You have to.
Because it's like cliff diving.
It's still that bad.
Yeah.
What? Well, then why don't we just stop this shit? I mean, what's the end game of this?
Practice saying each syllable slowly, then speed up. Za, po, rij, e, a.
Orizia.
Zaporizhia.
Well, I was close.
Ja, what is the beginning? Ja or
za? Zaporizhia.
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 Zaporizhia?
The Russian side, the Kremlin said in a statement, the Russian side confirmed its readiness to provide the International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors with the necessary assistance.
Right.
They said in a statement after a call between Putin and French President Emmanuel Macron, their first call in nearly 3 months.
Yes.
A French readout of the call said the two presidents will speak about the subject again in the next few days, following discussions between the technical teams and before the deployment of the mission.
Could maybe in the meantime, everybody stop shooting each other at the plant? Could we do that?
Earlier, Nikolai Patrushev, the secretary of Russia's Security Council, accused the U.S. of encouraging Ukrainian attacks on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant.
Nice.
In southern Ukraine, the facility has been controlled by Russian forces since shortly after the invasion on February 24.
Does that really sound, I mean, does that sound like something we would do? Hey, could you go shoot at that nuclear plant? Would we really encourage them to do that?
I would think we would not.
Maybe we wouldn't.
Yeah.
I would like to think we wouldn't. I mean, we can be fucked up at times, but that seems like a bad idea.
Patrushev, however you pronounce it, said
in case
of technological disaster, its consequences will be felt in every corner of the world. Every corner of the world. So he's saying Washington, London, and their accomplices will bear full responsibility. He's like, hey.
Yeah.
It's going to be Washington's and London's fault because they were telling the Ukrainians to fight back.
You know, I don't know. It really seems like everybody needs to take a cool down. Do you know what I mean? Like a chill? Like, time out. That's what we need. Just there. You guys can continue. Hey, Russia. Well, just stop everything, really. That would be the best, wouldn't it?
Russia, if you're listening.
They shouldn't be there. I mean, they can pretend to blame Ukraine, say whatever they want. They're the ones there. Occupying it, right?
Well, yeah.
Stop shooting at it or being stop shooting shit from it. Maybe,
but both sides are blaming the other, even though we know it's probably the Russians.
It's got to be the Russians. Russians. The Russians are the bad people here. They're the invaders. They're doing war crimes and shit. Of course, it's the Russians. We got to get them to stop. What does Putin want?
Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said Friday that the Russian troops' presence at the plant actually assured that a Chernobyl scenario would not unfold there. Don't worry.
Listen,
don't
man.
Worry. We've got our boys there.
Listen, honestly, you got to take a step back. No, you don't have it under control. You don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Ukraine has accused Russia of storing troops and weapons at the plant and using its grounds to launch strikes against Ukrainian-controlled territory. Ukrainian officials and military analysts say Moscow's forces have cynically employed the plant as a shield, knowing the Ukrainians would be hesitant to fire back.
Right, right.
Russia has denied the accusations and in turn accuses Ukrainian forces of repeatedly shelling the plant.
Can't we send? Do we not have a Jack Bauer type that could go in there in that plant? You know, and
we,
ninja,
us,
just whoever. Do we not have like the X-Men? No one can go in there, fuck them up. You know.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's Energoatom state nuclear company,
yeah,
said Friday that Russian troops planned to disconnect the plant from the Ukrainian power grid. In a statement.
That's a bad idea.
Energoatom. Energoatom. Energoatom? Energoatom?
Yes.
Said it thinks Moscow is preparing to carry out a large-scale provocation there. Tuesday had asserted yesterday that Kyiv is setting up a provocation at the plant.
You know, the thing is, I heard a deal on NPR in these nuclear plants. They rely bigly on traditional, like, electricity to keep their shit from overheating. Like, that's a big part of it. They don't use their own energy for that, you know.
So
I don't know why. I mean, it's none of my business, but it just seems like and I'm the first to say I am not an expert here. I don't know what I'm talking about, but it seems like disconnecting the nuclear plant from the fucking power grid seems like a bad fucking idea. Right?
Ask Homer Simpson.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So that is, those are your headlines.
God damn, the end of the world, man.
Putin warns catastrophe. Families flee, it says. And then there's a fallout map just to for your enjoyment if you want to see
where
all the fallout.
Jeez, man.
Meltdown Europe, it says. Chilling map shows how Chernobyl-style fallout would spread across Europe as Russia plans attack on nuke plant today.
Jeez, great. God.
Radiation leaks from Europe's biggest nuclear power station could spread hundreds of miles and affect 13 different countries, a terrifying new map has revealed.
God, Putin is a fuckhead, man. He really is. Jeez. Didn't Trump say that he could get along with this guy or something?
Oh, he did get along with him.
You got what? True. Trump, call up Putin and tell him to stop this shit. Do you think that would help?
No, first of all, no. And second of all, he would never do that.
Vlad, it's your good friend. It's like, your good friend Donald.
Like Vlad's picking up.
Please stop with this nuclear shit.
In a map created by the Ukrainian Hydrometeorological Institute and shared by Ukrainian BBC journalist Miroslava Petsha, the cloud of radiation from a potential leak at the plant can be seen spreading across Eastern Europe in the space of 3 days, reaching as far as the Austrian border.
Damn!
13 countries could be affected by radiation leaks.
Wow, it would be great if we could just avoid this bullshit now, wouldn't it?
Ukraine, Belarus, Moldova, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Poland, Romania, Serbia, Hungary, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, and Russia.
This is when everybody with the whoever, everybody gets in a room, you figure it out, and you go in there and you prevent this because this is bad. We could avoid this, though. How do we avoid this? What are the ways to avoid this situation? What's an option?
For us to do anything? I don't fucking know.
Well, no, we're not doing anything, but someone could.
Um, The it says Ukraine has claimed a nuclear catastrophe could take place.
Yeah.
With President Vladimir Zelensky saying his scientists are in constant touch with the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Right.
Thursday's warning. Oh, wait, Russia's own Ministry of Defense warned this week of a potential accident which could send radioactive waste as far as Germany. It claimed that the plant's backup system has been damaged, but blamed Ukrainian forces for nearby missile strikes.
Everything's fine. The backup system's damaged. We're going to take this bitch off the power grid for some reason and then launch a major offensive hoping to avoid a nuclear catastrophe. That's where we are. Okay.
Chernobyl leak in 1986 was the worst man-made disaster in history, contaminating 150,000 square kilometers of Ukraine, Russia, and Belarus. Radiation was detected as far away as the north of Scotland.
Damn!
With rain bringing the highest doses to Cumbria in North England and the Welsh counties that I can't pronounce because there's no vowels in them.
What are they really?
CLWYD, Clyde, maybe?
Clwydwyd.
And GWYN. EDD, Gwynedd?
Gwynedd and Clynwood. Fuck you!
Okay, let's see. Mm-hmm. How do you pronounce Clwydwyd? CLWYD.
Clwydwyd.
Oh, we were right. What about the other one, though?
Cluid. So a W Cluid. Is a U. Cluid. So that means that the other one is Gwynedd.
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 Cluid.
Okay,
I'm looking for the bus for Clunid. Clunid?
Man, Welsh people.
They're serious.
Pronouncenames.com.
Okay.
Thank you. I like the music.
Gwynedd.
What?
Gwyneth?
Gwyneth.
Wait, is it saying Gwyneth?
Yeah. What'd you put in?
Okay, wait a second.
Gwyneth?
Hear it.
Gwyneth. They're not saying it. Are they really saying
You're
it?
Saying it when they're saying it. You're talking when they're saying it.
Okay. Gwyneth.
Yeah, Gwyneth. With two D's. G-W-Y-N-E-D-D is Gwyneth. All right. Shit, well, there you man. Go, Welsh. I understand they drink
Holy
a lot in
fuck.
Wales.
They don't like vowels.
So anyway, that's where radiation from Chernobyl ended up.
You think when Vanna White does Wheel of Fortune over there in the Welsh parts of the world, she's like, I love it here because rarely do I have to flip over a vowel. It's all consonants. It's just, for some reason, I prefer it.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Yeah. There are none. I don't have to do shit about that.
Almost 9,000 British farms were affected by the fallout of Chernobyl.
Damn.
With sheep in Wales still failing radioactive tests a decade on from the disaster.
Meaning like...
That's a sheep in Wales vomiting. That's a sheep in Wales pronouncing Gwyneth.
Am I allowed, if the sheep is radioactive, I cannot eat the sheep, correct?
I was drinking some... has some Jameson orange.
Are you okay? You can't eat it.
But
you could use the wool for a sweater.
I don't know. The wool might be radioactive too.
Shit, man.
I don't know.
Damn. What do you do with those sheep then? I mean, you can't pet them,
well,
right?
They're still,
because they're radioactive.
Maybe the wool does still work if they're testing and sheep are still...
That's got to be the saddest thing ever. If you run an animal shelter for all animals that are radioactive, it's just like, ooh. What do you have them just behind?
Horrible.
Lead or something? Jeez.
So that's the Drudge Report. Those are the bunch of headlines there.
I wonder if there was a meltdown. Did it kill the snakes in Chernobyl? Did it?
Probably some of them.
Oh,
and
really?
Irradiated others and made super snakes.
Oh, fuck. super.
Good news.
Yeah, let me get ready for the good news. I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about the nuclear fallout that's about to happen in all of Western Europe. But yeah, let me adjust for the good fucking news.
Celebrate with some crudité, everyone, because is this Cooks?
What?
The group that talks about how it predicts the races for the politics and shit.
Yes.
I can't find who it was. It'll be here somewhere. But in Pennsylvania's contentious Senate race, Democratic nominee Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman,
yeah,
Cooks has now moved it from toss up to lean Democratic.
I'm sorry, air quotes around Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz. I'm sorry, you fuck.
We played that crudité thing. It's so crazy.
What was that again? It like.
Oh well, here
he's like.
Here we go.
Wegner's, and my wife wants.
Okay,
some...
now first of all,
thought I'd do some grocery shopping. I'm at Wegner's.
We're at grocery shopping. I'm at Wegner's. He looks totally uncomfortable being among like normal people.
This isn't a fair criticism, but he looks like a fucking space alien.
But it's not Wegner's. Oh. They have two big chains. Wegmans,
yes,
and Redner's.
Right. He doesn't know where he is.
He said, we're Redner Wegner's.
You want to be our senator?
So not only does he gets the fucking name wrong, and then he goes
he
into
just
this.
Moved there.
Then he goes in this. The wife and I are wanted to have some crudité tonight. So and he starts grabbing like veggies and stuff, and then he grabs pre-made guac.
Okay.
And then he grabs pre-made salsa, and he's like, oh, $6. Oh, look at what Biden's done to this. And
right, right.
Well, John Fetterman instantly came out, was at Wegmans.
Yes.
And he's like, he's holding up. He's like, I don't know. We call this a veggie tray.
Yeah.
Here in Pennsylvania.
But he just moved there, Pat.
Okay. No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Fetterman took aim Wednesday at the number of houses Oz owns using the celebrity doctor and TV personality's 10-property portfolio.
Yes.
To paint him as a wealthy carpetbagger who's out of touch with average Pennsylvanians. You don't have to paint him. He is a wealthy carpetbagger out of touch with regular everybody.
Dr. Oz is a weird fucker.
And he lied. There was somebody, somebody asked him at an event how many houses he has. And he goes, well, actually outright 2.
Okay.
10. Well, he has 10. He owns some and rents them out. He's talking about where he actually lives, I guess.
Well, those are still your houses. What a weirdo.
He's got that one where those like creepy Turkish nationals hang out and live in and shit like that. He's got way too much. You know, he's a dual citizen
of
Turkey.
Jeez.
He votes. He tweeted himself. I think it was last fucking year, a picture of himself voting at the Turkish embassy for Erdogan so that he could lick that guy's hole.
Oh my God. What an asshole. You know, there's some people that you see, like to me, Dr. Oz belongs on TV. I don't want to watch it, but I get how it works for him. I mean, he's a doctor with no integrity. Well, he's sort of a doctor. Is he actually a doctor? He's not. He's a fake TV doctor. Is he?
No, he's a real doctor of some sort.
Why is he not allowed to call himself Dr. Oz, though, when he's running? Because that's not his name or some shit?
I don't know.
There was a story about him not being able to refer to himself as Dr. Oz on campaign shit. He can't. He has to go by Emmett.
Is it trademarked or something?
I don't fucking know. It's very weird. It's just this guy is bizarre. But my point is, he seems like a guy that should be a TV doctor. He'll say whatever the fuck he wants to say, you know, and dumbasses will watch him.
Fetterman tweeted, I've never spoken to a Pennsylvania resident who doesn't know how many houses they have, let alone be off by eight.
Yeah, that's, you know, be off by eight whole fucking houses.
The Daily Beast pointed out Oz owns 10 properties, far more than the two legitimate houses he claimed in an exchange with a Democratic operative during a recent event. Oz defended himself by saying he purchased the houses with his own money, taking a swipe at Fetterman, who relied on significant financial assistance from his family until becoming lieutenant governor in 2019. So here's Oz just saying, hey, well, I paid for it with my own money. Even more making himself above everybody else by suggesting that he's better because he bought these 10 houses on his own money instead of struggling like everybody fucking else in this goddamn country struggles. And he's shitting on Fetterman because Fetterman needed financial assistance from his family until he became lieutenant governor.
The thing is, Dr. Oz is never going to get the best of Fetterman ever. It's impossible.
Yeah, Oz is like, Ryan stepped up for a half second. Yeah. Oz is like, well, at least I paid for my houses by myself.
Right.
Whoa, why, what a man of the people, huh?
You're a fucking television doctor.
At least I paid for my 10 houses by myself, and your mommy and daddy were helping you until you became lieutenant governor.
Listen, Dr. Oz, I mean, whatever, you're a sellout. You can't say you're not, right? You're a fucking TV doctor. He said some dubious shit about the pandemic, right? Didn't he? I thought he said some weird shit.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. He probably was selling some shit.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Oz tweeted, you lived off your parents until you were almost 50. Regular people don't mooch off their parents when they're 50. Get off the couch, John. Which, by the way, not true. There's a story out today that like, I'm going to look it up now, but like 50% more of families live in multi-generational houses now.
Right, right. Because everything's more expensive.
Because nobody can afford it.
Nobody can afford shit. Everybody's got eight fucking jobs.
Get off the couch, John. Oz
just
tweeted.
Fuck yourself. You are on a TV show. You come from TV world. You are out of touch. You don't know what grocery store you're at. So you just say a combination of all the letters of all the grocery stores in your area, maybe. Right? He just made up the name. He's getting crudité.
On Thursday, the nonpartisan Cook Political Report shifted its ratings of the race from toss-up to leaning Democrat.
Damn, Dr. Oz. What a fucking fail.
And then did you see, I think it was yesterday, that Cocaine Mitch...
Oh, yes.
Basically conceded that they're going to get their asses kicked in the Senate.
Yeah.
That he said something like, well, I think it's far more likely that we take the lead
I heard that.
In the House than in the Senate because of...
the term is so fun. Candidate quality?
Candidate quality, yeah. Because of candidate quality.
What if that's the funniest thing I've ever heard? Wow, I think I agree with you. I think that it's...
He's right.
Well, I see in my district, Florida's first district, I feel like, maybe I'm wrong, that with Matt Gaetz, we're having an issue, a huge issue with that. Candidate quality. Yes. I have lots of quality issues with him. No shit.
Candidate quality.
That's Dr. Oz. Listen, the huge... monumental failure of Dr. Oz is insane when you think about it, because the only reason you bring some dumb fuck who is a television personality in a political race is to fucking win because he's fucking famous, and it's not enough and nobody cares and nobody fucking likes this guy.
Meanwhile, Oprah, not a great track record on these doctors that she's elevated.
Oh yeah.
Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, these guys were on her show.
Oh, God.
Not great track record.
Well, I mean, what happens when Dr. Oz gets his ass handed to him in the Senate race, and then he goes back to his television...
To his couple hundred million dollars a year, yeah?
Well, no, now he goes to his television... Now, if I'm paying him, if I'm negotiating a contract, I would say, what the fuck should I pay you? You couldn't even win your fucking Senate race. I mean, isn't that leverage to pay him less?
Maybe people stop watching his shit, too, after this. Yeah. Maybe people that used to watch him don't like it anymore because they found out what an asshole he is.
Well, I mean, that's something you can do, I guess, in your own home, but you can't talk about it because, like, it's Dr. Oz.
Any of your projections on the midterm elections?
Yeah, I think that there's probably a greater likelihood the House flips than the Senate. Senate races are just different. They're statewide. Candidate quality has a lot to do with the outcome.
Candidate quality has a lot to do with the outcome.
Well, and also it's like Senate races are statewide, meaning it's not, you know, it's not a bunch of weird hillbillies voting together in a district in
right.
the middle of
those
nowhere.
Those big
in Kentucky,
nasty cities where other people live, where all the people live.
Yes. Yes, the cities get to have a say in these fucking things. You fucking asshole. Shit, man. Is Herschel Walker?
So that means Herschel Walker is one of those candidates.
Is he losing still Raphael Warnock?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's Faithless Friday. There's probably a lot in that spreadsheet, but he hasn't said anything this week, right?
I might have a Herschel.
Okay.
Actually, there's this creepy, with all the great cell phones out there, I don't know. They look like they shot this on like some Nokia from 2005, some flip phone.
Right.
This is the Governator.
Yes.
Who my prediction, she's my prediction to be Trump's running mate if he avoids jail before the election and he runs again.
Oh,
Kristi Noem.
Oh, jeez. Boy.
This is Kristi Noem. Giving this bizarre a promo for Herschel Walker. It's like the two of them are standing in front of like some shitty beige wall with a flag, and it almost looks like someone is holding the corner of the flag out of the frame, so it looks like the flag is draped. And it's her standing next to him. Well, here you go.
Kristi Noem from the great state of South Dakota.
Kristi Noem from the great state of South Dakota.
Kristi Noem from the great state of South Dakota. I am here with my friend Herschel, and I think all of you out there need to get on board with Herschel. Herschel is running. He's going to win. He's the fantastic new leader for the Republican Party. And
Herschel is running. That's me using the black lingo. You see how that works? Herschel's running. Herschel be running.
Does anybody in Georgia give a shit about what Kristi Noem has to say about Herschel Walker?
Meanwhile, Herschel's standing there like a lawn ornament.
He looks happy.
He's smiling, standing right next to her.
Yeah.
She's got her arm on his shoulder.
Right.
He hasn't waved a gun at her yet or anything.
Is this a future?
And it's the corner of the room. So the shadows are bad. The corner of the room. Somebody is obviously holding that flag it is draped out to the side. So
I'm going to make, let's say Trump is elected president, and Trump's president, Vice President Kristi Noem, filling out the rest of the cabinet. I'm just
diving Dublin.
Oh, absolutely.
I can get a passport.
Just get us to the underground shelter. Kristi Noem, Vice President. I'm just throwing a name out here, a suggestion. You know, Secretary of State. Herschel Walker.
Why not?
Why not? I mean, I think that'd be great.
We're going down in flames. We might as well laugh while it's happening.
Yeah.
Fantastic new leader for the Republican
Party.
We
new
need
leader.
Him in the U.S. Senate, don't we, Herschel?
We do. And with a leader like this, I know I'm going to win.
He just pointed right at her right tit.
Republican Party, and we need him in the U.S. Senate, don't we, Herschel?
We do. And with a leader like this, I know I'm going to win.
Listen, he's been in.
With a leader like these, this. With a leader like this.
Boy, he did point right at her, too.
Right at her. Yeah, right at her nipple, too. He got it perfectly.
This is a very awkward-looking promo.
Isn't this awful?
It really is strange as shit.
Don't they have people around them that could be like, what are you doing? What
the
are you
thing
doing?
Is, you can't ever, like, the Republicans say weird shit all the time that's hateful or it's strange. whatever. But it's also bizarre just on, like, who behaves like this? Who actually humans like these people?
Like this, I know I'm going
to
win.
Listen, he's been in every fight to save America since I've known you for the last several years, and now he is all into the Senate race. And it is more important than ever that we stop this socialist Marxist agenda.
This
is the best take, right?
That's true.
I mean, it's crazy. Could you imagine being the DP on this? I mean, trying to... If you're directing this, what do you say to Herschel Walker?
Herschel is standing there with his hands in front of him with this stupid smile on his face.
She sucks, too. She is not very good.
She's awful.
She's awful. You know...
She's a Nazi.
I can't believe I'm saying this. She's no Sarah Palin. Michelle Bachmann. You know, if you're going to make it about... You know.
That we stop this socialist, Marxist agenda that's trying to take over the country. And I'll tell you what, the guy he's running against is one of the biggest instigators. We need to take him out.
Herschel's
the guy. He knows how to win.
Raphael Warnock, who is beloved in Georgia right now. He's gotten shit done for them.
What an instigator. Yes. Maybe he instigates some shit and gets some shit fucking done.
Well, you know, the guy he's running against, he's one of the instigators. I don't know his name or anything. I'm just saying shit because I'm a Republican and I have no ethics or whatever.
Just think about people that I don't even... Like, we were talking about this yesterday. What does Louis Gohmert do all day when he was the representative or some of these other fucking idiots?
I check my brisket in the smoker at least two or three times.
They must be on the phone with people saying, hey, it's Louis Gohmert. Hey, can I count on you to give me $100,000 for the race next time? It's probably a lot of that shit. But, jeez, these people are just dumb as fuck. I mean, I think Christy Noem, I didn't think she sounded that strange. She really is not, she just doesn't sound...
No, she's evil. She's more frightening than strange because she's smart. And she's like DeSantis. She's a fucking fascist to watch out for.
Everybody thinks DeSantis is awesome. I don't understand that.
...against is one of the biggest instigators. We need to take him out. Herschel's the guy. He knows how to win.
He vote with Biden, I vote with the voters.
No. Herschel's for you.
What?
He got six words. He vote with Biden, I vote with the voters.
The fuck does that mean?
Herschel,
I vote with Herschel, Biden.
You've got 10 words in this whole thing. Shut up.
Okay.
She's going to tap you on the shoulder when you say your line.
He vote with Biden, I vote with voters.
He vote with Biden, I vote with voters. With voters.
Voters. Good shit, guys.
Oh, my God.
Really good stuff today. Good work, actors. Give it up for all the actors on the shoot today. Wow. You guys fucking killed it. Oh, my God, Chris. He's so charismatic and not icy at all and evil. You seem really nice and human, and you killed it, Herschel. Good shit. Good shit out there. Thank you, guys.
Spectacular.
Let's get these out of God damn, I don't know. Best takes of the day right there.
Whew. There you go.
Who is that supposed to appeal to? Maggots, dumb fucking maggots?
I guess, yeah. I mean, are people in Georgia going to be concerned what the governor of South, North, one of the fucking Dakotas says?
Yeah, I don't know. And my thing is, like, if I was on Herschel Walker's campaign, I would hate this. Because I was like, why are we having him speak out loud for this? What's the ROI here? I mean, he's going to say something and sound stupid. So what? He can get endorsed on some video by Christy Noem? I would say no to this. In fact, I would have Christy Noem endorse him, but put a standee up there and just like have him stand there.
Oh, of him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and keep him home or wherever the fuck they keep him, you know? He doesn't need to go out there. He doesn't need to do this. It's not necessary. If you're working for his campaign, this is stupid.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Thank you, Jesus, for everything.
Here you go. Oh, I might need to lower the volume on this. Wait a second. Let me be a good host here.
Right.
And pre-listen to this here.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we got to turn that down. Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Yay. This it is Faithless Friday, and it wouldn't be Faithless Friday without some of our favorites.
Right.
The Jezebel spirit, which is who Liz Cheney is.
Liz Cheney.
The Jezebel spirit for who Liz Cheney is.
You know, if you take Trump out of the equation, you should love Liz Cheney. I mean, Liz Cheney is an evil asshole, man. I mean, let's be honest.
Did you notice everybody the Republicans don't like that has a vagina?
Yes.
Is Jezebel.
Right. Everybody.
Right away.
Why is that? Why is everybody Jezebel?
Because that's who they she's the big whore. They like to...
Even AOC?
Yeah, sure. Everybody's a Jezebel. God. It's Jezebel.
This is Shane Vaughn, right?
Yo, yeah.
Oh, my God. I got to see what he is.
Meanwhile, he's got a plate, a Mississippi car license plate in the background that says Toto, and it has the picture from The Wizard of Oz,
right,
of Judy Garland. And,
what's up with that?
And of Toto. He's got something of his is Toto, like Toto Male or Toto. He has something called Toto something.
So he has a product that is like...
He's a friend of Dorothy's, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't expect that from Shane, I guess.
The Jezebel spirit, which is who Liz Cheney is, in the hand of Satan. She has been raised up to be the nemesis of God's man, Donald Trump.
Right.
He needs our prayers against this woman that Satan has raised up.
This woman. Christians, they love women, don't they?
Yeah, you know what's weird?
Woman.
This guy is clearly recording this from the office in his house or something, yes. Right? Why? He's in a suit jacket.
Yeah, well, who knows what's going on from the nipples down, though?
Right,
I mean,
right. I'm just wondering what kind of...
Could be a cutoff.
Is that who...
Could have it tied around his, right. His, right around his belly.
Is somebody making that costume
wearing
decision?
Daisy Dukes.
Right. Shane, we've done some testing, and people connect with you more if you have a blazer on with no tie. Is that a conscious
of God's man, Donald Trump? He needs our prayers against this woman that Satan has raised up to destroy the man of God this hour.
Oh, my God. Trump is the man of God.
But this woman.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he's getting an extra syllable out of it. It's woman.
They hate women.
This woman. My God.
Satan always uses a Jezebel to stop the next move of God. We're not going to let it happen. It's not going to happen. And Liz Cheney, ma'am, your game is exposed.
I have a feeling Liz probably isn't tuning into Shane's, Shane's podcast from his basement.
In the interest of equality, is Adam Kinzinger a Jezebel?
No, he's got a dick.
But he still spoke out against Donald Trump.
He's a Judas.
There's no equality with this, Shane Vaughn.
Your game is exposed. You are not what you think you are. You are an out-of-control woman that stood up against the man of God for this hour. And you...
An out of control woman. You know,
my God. I know.
What's the difference if she's a woman?
You know, something we play all these lunatics in. I always think, you know, they're all racist and stuff, but a lot of them really, really lean on the anti-Semitism, you know. A lot of them.
And the misogyny.
But it's the misogyny. Yeah. More than anything. That's what bothers this lunatic. A woman.
We haven't heard from Rick Wiles in a while.
Is he okay? Is he...
Man of God for this hour, and you listen to me, the rest of that story tells us what happened to Jezebel. All of her plots came to nothing. As a matter of fact, it was her destruction.
Jeez.
Shane Vaughn, everybody.
It was her destruction.
Her destruction.
You know, I wonder if you look at his Because he does these sermons probably every week, you think?
Oh, twice a week, probably.
Right.
He's got money to make.
But do you think that he's got all these stories, but everything kind of winds around back to Jezebels? Do you think?
A lot of them, probably, sure.
Yeah.
I would bet.
Right.
Wow, this is a name we haven't heard in a long time, a long, long time.
Yeah.
I know with absolute certainty there is a tape that exists that involves Hillary Clinton sexually abusing a child.
Liz Crokin!
Damn!
Remember Liz Crokin? We haven't heard from her
Hillary
in
Clinton
a minute.
Sexually abusing a child.
Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake was photographed with Pizzagate and QAnon conspiracy theorist Liz Crokin.
Well, Carrie Lake is going to lose, right?
And candidate for Secretary of State Mark Finchem was photographed with QAnon influencer In the Matrix XXX, respectively, at True the Votes Pit event.
Hey, guys! Come out and vote for me. We're having a fun event today. I'm hanging out with In the Matrix XXX. We're having a fucking fun-ass time.
Oh, my God. How weird. Some guy at the bottom of the replying to this tweet of it happening.
Yeah.
This is Alex Kaplan, senior researcher for Media Matters.
Right.
Tweeted that tweet. Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake was photographed with Pizzagate, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
With pictures, the two pictures of them taking pictures together. The first, and I didn't see this beforehand, the first reply is Obi-Wan saying, now that's a name I haven't heard in a long time. A long time. Holy shit.
Oh, that's amazing. Jeez.
Look at that, man.
Impression.
It's a community. One of those.
It's a sign.
It's one of those goddamn kawinky dinkies.
Jesus, get your fingers out of this podcast right now.
Also in the news, we've got all kinds of shit going on.
Yay.
It's Faithless Friday, by the way.
Hey, Jesus, what are you doing? What are you doing? I see you up there. Quit ignoring me, you dumb fuck.
You. Enemy, I see you, enemy.
Yeah, we all see you.
Read 3rd Nephi.
What?
What the fuck?
Do you recognize those tones?
Play it again.
Read 3rd Nephi. You read 3rd Nephi. I read it on the plane on the way here. You read 3rd Nephi right now, and all I could see was America.
This is Glenn Beck.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And 3rd Nephi is
what
some
is he saying?
Mormon mumbo jumbo bullshit. God.
Are you talking about the rocks?
Right after, it's probably right after the part where it says that the church elders can fuck 16-year-old women with abandon and marry them.
I've got a couple of rocks in my hand named Uman and Thuman.
Yeah, I've got a couple of rocks in my hand all the time.
These rocks in my hand are telling me to go.
Uman and Thuman, tell me that sister of yours. How old is she?
You know, I mean, listen, man. Yeah, we're all archaic and shit, but we're not letting rocks
I don't know. We every once in a while we say this, but do you remember when on the show we read like the history?
Oh, yes. It's insane.
And I just don't know how one could read that in any capacity
as an
adult, rational human being and say, wow, this sounds logical.
Uman, start a cult and have sex with all the teenage girls.
I think this guy really was visited by some moron-y angel that told him to go find some plates that were buried in the ground. And then to translate them, go find a couple of magic rocks and stick them in a hat.
Right, that's okay.
Oh my God.
That shut the fuck up. I gotta make a woman. It hurts. I gotta rip a whole rib out.
But we got a guy that, we got a guy that walked on water, hung out with 12 men his whole life.
Okay.
And ended up sacrificing himself.
Right.
Because his dad was mad at us.
Yeah. Well, his
for
dad.
Eating an apple.
Right. I didn't eat it, though.
Original sin, bitch.
Well, I didn't do it. That's,
you don't have to.
Wait a second.
That's that Jezebel Eve.
Right.
Because you notice the entire, and all of Christendom is based on a woman fucking up.
Why the fuck?
Right?
Why the fuck did you listen to that snake? Why is there a snake talking?
Not Adam. Adam didn't go eat that apple. No, no, no. He waited until God ripped a rib out of him and gave him something to fuck.
I got to tell you something. If I would have saw a snake in that, if I'm Adam or whatever walking around that garden, that snake's there, I'm like, go fuck yourself. I'm out of here. Fuck this shit.
Boring.
The talking snake? No, not boring. I got to take
you out. Hate snakes.
I'm going to kill that snake.
We could have all avoided original sin if Eve had just been afraid of snakes.
Snakes are just, it's just.
Read 3rd Nephi. Ugh. You read 3rd Nephi. I read it on the plane on the way here. You read 3rd Nephi right now, and all I could see was America. That we celebrate our victories, but we have not humbled ourselves in front of God. We have not asked for forgiveness for our sins.
Is this Glenn Beck?
We are not.
This is Glenn Beck.
Jeez, talk about Jesus. I mean, 3rd Nephi. Did you read it? Did he really read that in the plane on the way over, do you think?
I don't think I've ever read anything from the Book of Mormon here. Here we go. 3rd Nephi.
Okay.
Nephi. I feel like I should have my face in a hat.
Right.
Nephi, son of Helaman, departs out of the land, and his son Nephi keeps the records. Though signs and wonders abound, the wicked plan to slay the righteous. The night of Christ's birth arrives.
What the fuck?
The sign is given, and a new star arises. Lynchings and lyings and deceivings increase. And the Gadianton robbers.
Gadianton robbers
of the fucking rings.
The Gadianton robbers are upon us.
Then he departed out of the land, and whither he went, no man knoweth. And his son Nephi did keep the records in his stay. Yea, the record of his people. And it came to pass that in the commencement of the 92nd year, behold, the prophecies of the prophets began to be fulfilled more fully, for there began to be greater signs and greater miracles wrought among the people. But there was some who began to say that the time was past for the words to be fulfilled, which were spoken by Samuel, Lamanite.
Right. You know,
he was laminated.
Keep in mind the guy who wrote this, right, is like, he's writing this. He's like, since I'm done with this chapter, I'm going to go molest some kids. Right. I mean, wasn't that the guy? Was Joseph
Smith? Or having just come from molesting some...
It's weird, all these religions and cults these guys start. It's a lot of incest.
Forgiveness for our sins. We are not pursuing his justice. We're trying to win. Yeah. And we will lose. Yep. These wins might feel good from time to time, but unless we humble ourselves, we will be swept off this land.
What are the rings on his hand?
He's wearing
about?
Turquoise rings.
I love his outfit, man.
Glenn's rocking. He's got a
shirt is very 90s.
A denim shirt on.
I like it.
A denim Oxford shirt on with button-down collar, but he's got it buttoned all the way to the top. And on across his back, it's got a pattern. It almost looks rainbowy, but I think it's Western.
Where are the rest of the Mormons that will stand up and say, we have this information. We were given the prophecy for this land.
Yeah, I think he used to be a Catholic, didn't he?
Right. He's Mormon?
He's a convert, yeah.
Okay.
So he was a living, breathing adult who read this shit.
That's amazing.
And decided to
That's
then
insane.
Believe in it.
That's
that
crazy,
is
man.
Crazy.
Oh my God, dude. What is the book called? Eli? Ephi?
Nephi.
Nephi. How is, I'm just saying, does like the Book of Mormon pick up where the Bible leaves off in, and if you're a Mormon, do you give two shits about the Bible?
Kind of.
Is the Bible relevant?
Yes.
Then what about your book? What about the Book of Mormon?
Well, but it's like the Muslims. They accept the Bible and then they keep going with their own book.
Right. Okay. So they're accept. So to a Mormon, because it's the Book of Mormon, for the Bible.
Okay.
So the Mormons see the Book of Mormon as a continuation of the Bible.
I guess.
Okay. The guy was like, we'll just write our own part to the Bible. We'll call it.
Glenn Beck cited the fabled White Horse prophecy while declaring that the audience has the power to call down miracles that will save the nation.
Please don't invoke the White Horse prophecy. Please.
Glenn Beck cited this prophecy in 2016 while campaigning in Utah for Senator Ted Cruz, who was then running for president.
Oh, my God. Are the Mormons behind Ted Cruz? Do they support him?
Well, you know, some, I think.
Yeah.
Back in 1843, Joseph Smith, the founder of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, supposedly delivered a message known as the White Horse Prophecy that declared that one day, when the U.S. Constitution was hanging by a thread, the Mormon people would rise up and save the nation.
Thank you guys so much.
Save us, Mormons.
Give it up to all the Mormons out there that have saved this country. Thank you so much.
Oh, here's Brigham Young explaining it in 1854.
Hell yeah.
Will the Constitution be destroyed? No, it will be held inviolate by its people. And as Joseph Smith said, quote, the time will come when the destiny of the nation will hang upon a single thread. Faster, girl.
Right.
At that critical juncture. Sorry, I added that part. At that critical juncture, this people will step forth and save it from the threatened destruction.
Holy shit. Okay. Okay. A lot going on in this one. Please, save me from threatened destruction. Jeez.
So, yeah, all you Christians out there that are like, oh, well, the Mormons are nuts. That's a cult. Explain to us the differences between their bullshit crazy stories and your bullshit crazy story.
Really, and not to sound cynical, it really does. When you think about the Catholics, and it seems like some religion is really an excuse for diddlers to go out and diddle. Am I wrong?
Come on.
I mean, I'm serious. You know, it's like, I don't know. Give it up for all the sister wives out there. Whatever that means.
There's Glenn Beck. There's a little more.
The time is here. It's now. Do you really not believe that the Lord could rain miracles down on righteous people and save our nation and our land and our people? Because I know if you're a Christian, you believe that he rose from the dead. I think that one's a bigger miracle than saving us.
Wow. That's a great clip.
What?
That is a great clip. That one's a bigger miracle than saving us. You sound like Tiny Tim in A Christmas Carol. What is going on with you? Is Glenn Beck okay? Is he having an emotional fucking... Is he really buying into this Jesus shit and losing his fucking mind? What are you talking about? Snap out of it, you fuck. Put a sweater on. Cheer up. God.
One of the biggest MAGA morons ever elected to public office, and it's because of comments like this.
The church is supposed to direct the government. The government is not supposed to direct the church. That is not how our founding fathers intended it. And I'm tired of this separation of church and state junk. It's not in the Constitution.
Fuck you, man.
It was in a stinking letter, and it means nothing like what they say it does.
God.
That's Boebert, of course.
Boebert!
His husband is finding some Girl Scouts to wave his cock at.
Or his dumb fucking kids terrorizing the neighborhood on his fucking ATVs. What's the follow-up on that? What happened? Did anybody give a shit?
No.
Okay, well, let's think about that, you dumb bitch.
Is that Boebert?
Chelsea Handler.
Oh, okay.
This is Chelsea Handler roasting Lauren Boebert.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, well, let's think about that, you dumb bitch.
Yeah!
Because I tend to be skeptical about getting constitutional law advice from a human tramp stamp. They frequently tend to skip...
That's it. She nailed it, though. That's right.
Human tramp stamp.
That's
perfect. Yeah.
A law advice from a human tramp stamp. They frequently tend to skip right to the Second Amendment. And if you bother to read the First Amendment, the very first words are, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. So it seems pretty clear that the government wants nothing to do with religion. Secondly, if you're so keen on what the founding fathers thought, one thing they definitely thought is that women should shut the up in public and not vote and not be elected to Congress. Your buddy Thomas Jefferson wrote, governments are instituted among men. So unless you have a
the founding
fathers don't care what you have to say.
That's true.
But Lauren, I don't think you do have a do you? I know your husband does because he allegedly showed it to some young ladies in a bowling alley. Just like
good night. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That's a good one.
And let's all take a moment to remember that the founding fathers were a bunch of toothless dudes who took shadoobies in their backyard, thought that their wives were property, and wanted to protect guns that fired marbles and took 11 minutes to reload. And since we're paraphrasing Jefferson's letters, he said, nothing is so disgusting as a woman who isn't clean. Google it. And while you're there, Google Lauren Boebert diarrhea. And you will learn that this dumbass owned a restaurant that served uncooked pork sliders at a rodeo, which gave dozens of people diarrhea.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that really true? Yeah. God. What the fuck?
There's one headline that says, Lauren Boebert will make you shit blood.
Oh, that
80
is...
people. Food poisoning, sick in 80 at the Rifle Jesus. Rodeo.
Okay. You don't get to be a politician then.
Too late, man.
You can't be a legislator if you do
she
that.
She needs to talk to Louie about how to cook that shit.
Lauren Boebert made me shit blood. She's got my vote.
Paraphrasing Jefferson's letters, he said, nothing is so disgusting as a woman who isn't clean. Google it. And while you're there, Google Lauren Boebert diarrhea. And you will learn that this dumbass owned a restaurant that served uncooked pork sliders at a rodeo, which gave dozens of people diarrhea. That's how Lauren forces people to pray. They cry out, please, God, stop me from making explosive diarrhea poo-poo in this rodeo porta potty.
That's so horrible. Boebert. Who the fuck is... You're not cooking your pork.
I think that was Chelsea Handler sitting in for Kimmel.
Oh, wow. That was just killed it. But really, listen, man, I'm not in the restaurant biz. But if your job is to serve pork, what do you want to be sure about? More than anything.
Well,
that
yeah,
shit's cooked.
Yeah, right.
So everybody, nobody food, dies. Right. Nobody shits their brains out of the fucking rodeo. That's a human thing to do.
How
evil.
Are they still open?
What assholes,
how is her
man?
Shitty restaurant still open?
How is it that, yeah, that's just being mean and not giving a fuck. What happened? I mean, could you, I'm trying to wrap my mind. Why did that happen? And were they just serving cold pork fucking sandwiches that were raw?
Undercooked? I mean, they probably cooked them a little bit. But
well, here's what the fuck happened. They got late to this
pork
gig.
Sushi?
No, they got these dumb fucking assholes were, you know, Todd Boebert was showing his dick around. And then they show up late to this thing. They're like, oh, fuck, we're late. So they didn't have time to prepare the sandwiches properly. Because they're assholes that are late to everything, probably. And then everybody gets diarrhea. 80 people. How is she still in the restaurant business? I mean, I know she's not. It closed, right?
Yes.
Quarters closed
sadly.
Or whatever the fuck.
Colorado health officials have confirmed that 80 people who became ill.
Oh. What does that mean? Became ill sounds like they're making it sound very civilized.
Oh, their tummies hurt a little
80
bit.
People at a rodeo started to shit their brains out.
After attending the Rifle Rodeo earlier this month,
God.
They were stricken with a foodborne illness. Garfield County Public Health announced the state lab's findings late Wednesday afternoon. Since the June 5th rodeo, the county and state health departments have had a team investigating the outbreak using nurses, licensed food inspectors, regional and state epidemiologists, pop-up fucking video, and the laboratory staff.
A whole laboratory to find out that these dumb shit bags didn't cook the pork.
Lab samples sent to the Colorado Department of Health and Environment came back positive for Clostridium perfringens, a leading cause of foodborne illness.
Yummy.
The illness is contracted from consuming large amounts of bacteria.
Oh, God.
It creates a toxin in the intestinal tract, causing abdominal cramps and severe diarrhea.
Boy, you know who loves this? The porta potty industry.
Several people on the Facebook, Post Independence Facebook page, posted or emailed to say they had eaten pulled pork sandwiches at the event.
Oh, and it was Bobert's. Why didn't you cook it? What about the people? Don't you care
this
about
the people?
This
type of illness occurs after food is left at unsafe temperatures, such as in undercooked meat.
Yay.
Allowing the bacteria to spread. Typically, the illness subsides in 24 hours.
Everybody,
so you're shitting yourself for an entire day.
How long does it take? Let's say I eat one of these undercooked pork sandwiches with the trichinosis or whatever the fuck. How long? When do I start shitting myself? When?
Probably not long. I mean,
like, I'm still at the rodeo, possibly. When this starts?
No. Well, I mean, if you're there a few hours, yeah. You could be sitting there watching Ted Nugent play his set.
I'm sorry. We're not going to have you back. Yeah, well, I'm going to shit myself and watch Ted Nugent. I'd rather just shit myself alone. You know, these people, this is, we're not going to have you back next year for the whatever you were there for, where everybody shat themselves because of your sandwiches you didn't cook. Sorry. That's your last.
An investigation traced the pork sliders served by Bobert. The meat was smoked at Smokehouse 1776, a retail food establishment located in downtown Rifle, Colorado, across the street from Shooter's Grill, owned by the same person.
Oh, okay. Shooters. The name of the restaurant, Shooters. They live in Rifle fucking Colorado.
Officials who later visited the restaurant suspected that the pork had not been stored at a safe temperature. They found that Smokehouse 1776 had no cold holding or hot holding mechanisms in place.
Wait, now this is Bobert's restaurant.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
They and don't that have the a restaurant, cooler? Quote, does not maintain temperature logs. So there is no way of showing that food was kept at proper temperatures. Smokehouse 1776 closed years ago. So
damn.
The place across the street, she closed it.
I mean, you know, that's a crazy memory to have. It's like, oh, do you remember we had the smokehouse? Yeah, that was great. And then, you know, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Officials also reported bare hand contact with ready-to-eat foods, no hand washing station, and no barrier protection from insects.
Hell yeah, baby. I want all them insects. Rub that dick of yours. What's his name? Bobert's
Jason.
Husband. Jason Bobert. Get your hands all over your fucking dick that you like to pull out at bowling alleys. Then make me some sliders. That's perfect. Oh, I love it. I love this business you guys are running. It's undercooked. You're touching yourself. You're rubbing the sandwiches. Who the fuck? People like you don't open restaurants. I'm sorry. Why do people like that? Why do they open restaurants?
The pork sliders poisoned dozens of people at the local rodeo, making them nauseous, sending some home with bloody diarrhea.
Yeah! I'm sorry. That is a rough review.
That's a tough yelp, yeah. Oh, my God.
Did they get asked back the following year to do the...
One would hope not.
I'd love to attend the rest of this, but I have blood in my shit. Why? Why? Is that what happens when you don't cook the pork properly or whatever?
And you don't store it properly. Yeah,
bastards. You fucks. Could you imagine? You're making people shit blood because you're too lazy to have a fucking temperature log. Why are you running a restaurant? It seems like if you're not a person that doesn't like to keep track of shit like that, and then you end up shitting blood. I don't know. You shouldn't be in the restaurant business.
I would concur with that. It's probably a bare minimum.
God.
You don't want people having explosive diarrhea.
Gordon Ramsay would beat the shit out of you for this.
After they visit.
Could you imagine?
What I'm going to be.
Oops.
Can you imagine Gordon Ramsay just. Yo, they shit in blood. He's shit in blood.
What I'm going to be preaching about today is kind of interesting. I'm just going to give you the title. The title is Simping Ain't Easy. Okay, simping ain't easy. Now, before we get into talking about what a simp is and all of that stuff, we have to understand that there's really another group that we have to expose before that, and that would be the pimps, okay? That would be the pimp. So an alternate title might be Pimpin' and Simpin' Ain't Easy. And so what I wanted to do this evening is I wanted to address both topics, okay? Pimping and simping, because I'm telling you, both of them are not easy.
Did he just burp?
Yeah, I think
This is, of course, one of the Christian hate preachers. Yay. This is Joe Jones of the Shield of Faith Baptist Church.
Nine!
In Boise, fucking Idaho.
Idaho, that's where all the neo-Nazis are
Idaho
going, right?
Idaho is where all the racists and Nazis live. Yeah,
that's right.
Not all, right. By
well,
far.
This sounds like some America First shit.
Simping, because I'm telling you, both of them are not easy. Well, that's not very nice. That's pretty judgmental. Who are you to say what a woman is? Who are you to say what a man is? You're not a biologist. No, but I'm not a simp either. And I'm not a stupid pimp. And Amnon said unto her, arise and be gone. If that's not a pimp move, I don't know what is. Well, here's the point.
Oh, he's pro-pimp, apparently. Oh,
okay.
An anti-simp.
Move, right. I don't know what is. Well, here's the point, okay? Pimps can't see anything above the waist or deeper than the face. Now, look, I've met, like, legitimate pimps before.
Legitimate?
When I was in Japan, here's the thing.
What? Did he say?
Pimps and simps really are.
Did he say when he went to Japan?
Yeah. He's a man
pimps.
Of the world.
Okay.
Deeper than the face. Now, look, I've met, like, legitimate pimps before. When I was in Japan, here's the thing. Pimps and simps really are the same. All right, while you're turning to 1 Kings chapter 21, let me tell you a story of a mega simp that I used to work with, okay? Just because you're strong, just because you're a king, just because you're whatever doesn't mean you cannot become a simp. Most of these hoes are not saved at all.
Jeez.
So, I don't know if you know what simp means in the urban vernacular.
Right.
It means infatuated. A guy who is infatuated by a girl,
right,
who's an asshole who doesn't deserve his infatuation,
right. Simping.
So he's simping, and you can say you're simping for something. You're simping for a video game that sucks, or you're simping for it means you're infatuated stupidly.
Right Is that a word in the dictionary,
in the regular dictionary?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's just in the King James version.
I know it's a big gaming, you know, you hear it a lot in the gaming community.
Did Jesus simp?
People simped for Jesus,
that's
I think.
True.
So that's Christian hate preacher Joe Jones. You can go catch his vibe.
Well, getting crucified is
Boise,
simping.
Idaho.
That would be the ultimate simping. God is like, I'm going to make you die for everybody's sins on the cross slowly. And then Jesus is like, whatever you want me to do, Father, I'll do it for you. That's crazy. That's totally simping, isn't it?
I guess.
I mean, geez.
I guess.
What if Jesus would have said, hey, no, fuck you. I'm not getting crucified. I'm out of here.
prepare those rectums for something cross-shaped, everybody, in Texas,
yes.
Because a new law has been passed. It's very important that the Texans, you know, who have homeless people people starving.
Well,
their
pipes are freezing.
Oh, yeah, and the horrible electric grid. But the legislature of Texas, Senate Bill 797, was passed last year. That is a new law requiring Texas schools to display In God We Trust posters.
Oh, my God. Jeez. A poster?
Yep.
How about this? Why don't we compromise? How about everybody has to have the same framed picture of Donald Trump in the classroom? Is that better?
The In God We Trust law was authored by state senator fascist Christo Fuck Brian Hughes. Brian Hughes, the East Texas Republican who crafted Texas's Senate Bill 8, which restricted abortion to the first 6 weeks
of
pregnancy.
Thank you, GOP. God, you guys fucking suck.
He's the guy that wrote the law. That's right. Having the public sue. He's the guy that came up with that idea.
Yeah.
So that it's not the state going after you.
Yeah.
It's a civil matter. Other people can sue you for helping
an
abortion.
Well, isn't that kind of, I mean, that's so evil. That's making people inform on their.
The In God We Trust poster law is also precisely written. Texas public schools or colleges must display the national motto in a conspicuous place. but only if the poster is donated or purchased by private donations.
Oh,
so
God.
The state can't buy one.
Right.
But you have to have one.
Wait, so I could donate, I could pay to have that, to buy a poster to put in a classroom. I could donate. So could I donate any poster I want to put in a classroom?
No. It's got to say In God We Trust.
Can it say Hail Satan?
No, it's got to say In God We Trust.
Well, that's not, that's offensive to my religion.
Hughes tweeted, the national motto, In God We Trust, asserts our collective trust in a sovereign God. I'm encouraged to see groups like the Northwest Austin Republican Women and many individuals coming forward to donate these framed prints to remind future generations of the national motto, which we say needs to go. The national motto needs
stupid.
To fucking go.
What, how much is a framed print, may I ask, to buy as a donate? No, I would like to know because I want to know if this is a profit operation, man.
Patriot Mobile, the Texas-based cell phone company that donates a portion of its customers' phone bills to conservative Christian causes.
There we go.
Donated several of the In God We Trust signs to all Carroll Independent School District campuses, claiming it's their mission to passionately defend our God-given constitutional rights and freedoms and to glorify God always.
And what are you giving those motherfuckers for that? Like Patriot Mobile... They're not doing any of this for nothing.
Patriot Mobile has donated framed posters to many other school districts in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we will continue to do so until all the schools in the area receive them. We are honored to be part of bringing God back into our public schools.
No, you're just saying In God We Trust on a poster.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a Taliban.
Was
a translation of the Taliban.
Oh, really?
Or was it?
Well, why would it
Who can
matter?
Tell the difference?
No, it doesn't matter. Jeez. Everybody's just bananas, man. Why? What is this fascination with... Get a fucking hobby. If you're this into something, someone in your life needs to say, hey, you know, you should find something to do that's not Jeebus.
And that's been our motto since the beginning, says the liars. It was in the 50s when that Red Scare happened, when we also put God on the fucking money.
Right, right. And we were wrong, so take it off. Take it off the money. I want God. Hey, if I run for president, I'm arresting God. God's in trouble. I'm putting God in jail. I will put God behind bars. I swear to God.
You swear to God? You're
gonna
put God behind bars?
I want to lock God up. Lock God up. Lock God. Lock him up. Lock him up.
It's infuriating.
I'm
this Christian bullshit that's being shoved down our throats, and it's just gonna backfire, you morons. Trust me, it's going to backfire. You're scaring people away from your hate-filled mythos in droves, and young people are sick of your bullshit. Non-Christians are really getting sick of your bullshit.
Oh, gosh. I'm an atheist, and, you know, I'm totally sick of your bullshit. I mean, come on.
Do what you want. You don't like gay marriage? Don't get married to someone of the same sex. You don't like abortion? Don't have an abortion. But shut the fuck up if anybody else wants to.
And you also sound insane. It all is insane. I mean, you can't read that Mormon shit and be like, holy fuck. You know what? It's so weird. When we start talking about the Mormons, sometimes what I know about Scientology kind of fades into it. Like,
sure, why not?
Well, is it similar? It's not. Scientology.
Sure.
No. Scientology.
They were both invented in the last couple hundred years.
But Scientology is like, what is the ideology behind that? Like Tom
Xenu chucked a bunch of nuclear bombs into a volcano and created life on Earth.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Where does the part come in that you get to have sex with? With everybody's wife, or, you know, you get a stable of women.
As of the last time I checked, only 19% of the messages I received were from Fargo residents. And of those that did come from Fargo, 43%, nearly half, were in support of this board's decision.
So this is the Fargo School Board who had voted previously to stop saying the ridiculous, creepy, fascist, Christo-fascist Pledge of Fucking Allegiance.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome.
We don't pledge to anything. Yeah. Fuck you. I don't it's pledge weird. To anything. I'm free. I'm a free American. Yeah. I don't have to pledge to you.
And nobody does that at work. So, you know, if school is supposed to prepare you for this horrible work thing we have and with capitalism.
Well, this is for their meetings.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, yeah. But
for their meetings.
So now this is them voting again because they have received a slew of death threats from the loving, fucking vile, nasty Christians telling them that they better put that Pledge of Allegiance back in there and that Under God part better be in there.
But the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, that better be in there.
Oh my God. Jeez, guys, the weather sucks. The weather sucks. Right now, the weather's probably better than it usually is, right?
So this is one of the board members saying, only a small percentage of the comments I got were from people who live here. It was from assholes around the rest of the country sticking their fucking nose in.
Why are they getting death threats?
Because they're Christians, and Christians are violent, hate-filled people. That's it.
Right.
It's that simple.
That's right.
These American Christians are disgusting, violent, hate-filled, judgmental assholes.
Yeah.
And now I'd like vast to majority. Apologize right. to those good people of Fargo for what I am about to do. In a few minutes, I'm going to vote to reinstate the Pledge of Allegiance here, having been directly influenced by people I was not elected to represent. But I hope you'll forgive me because I truly believe it is in the best interest of our schools to do so. The disruptions and the threats.
Can't do this. You can't what cave to these saying? Cunts. You cannot is cave he, to these violent Christo fascists.
Is he saying that he doesn't agree with this, but he's going to vote for it
because he's scared?
Oh my God!
Because nothing's been happening in their meetings ever since they did it. Because all these fascist Christian Taliban members are disrupting their meetings,
right?
And they're
right.
they're accosting them on the streets. They're sending them violent hate
this
mail.
This is not going to help, though. Right? This
no,
will make
you're
them
appeasing
stop.
Them. Yeah, right? That's what I mean.
Make it worse.
I'm sorry for your fear and everything, but you gotta fight back against these cunts.
Right? Or get somebody on the school board who will.
Must end. So that we can have a successful start to our school year.
I want to share some of the messages that I have received.
You should have figured a black motherfucker wouldn't vote for the Pledge of Allegiance before school. Listen, jackass, you weren't a slave. Nobody you know was a fucking slave. And nobody alive owned a fucking slave. But you don't like the Pledge of Allegiance because it hurts your little black feelings. Aw, you're a cunt. Fucking fascist, fucking Nazi. And now,
wait.
There's the irony.
Yeah.
Fucking fascist Nazi who won't force people into our religion.
If you're calling someone on their voicemail a cunt, I don't know.
You must be a Republican.
We got to rethink that. Is that the best way?
So again, they think it's fascism
right.
that they can't impose their religion on us.
To make.
It's, we're the fascists.
Right.
Because we don't want to be forced into your bullshit.
This whole woke thing that these people don't like, all woke is, to me, it's a word, it's an idea.
It's one of their catchphrases.
Yeah. But it's an idea of trying to be more inclusive.
Yeah,
that's
equality.
That's all it is.
Inclusiveness, it's equality.
All it fucking is. God.
But you don't like the Pledge of Allegiance because it hurts your little black feelings.
Fuck you.
You're a cunt. Fucking fascist, fucking Nazi. Mm-hmm. And now you are marked.
If we go back on our decision now, we will be bending to hate. We wouldn't be rewarding our children, our student in our district for acting in this way.
Yeah.
We should not in this case either. It will only encourage us this strategy on the future issues.
I would recommend that you actually look at the history of how it came to be. And I appreciate the thought that we should make it inclusive to all other religions. But I do not believe the intent that was passed in 1954 by the Congress and signed by President Eisenhower was to represent anything besides the Judeo-Christian God.
Whoa!
Right.
And to that extent, I will be voting for President Newman's motion as well, even though philosophically I disagree with it.
So this is the Fargo. They voted 8-1 to reinstate the fucking Pledge of Allegiance at their meetings. That's what this is all about.
That is insane.
Not in classroom, at their stupid meetings. You have to invoke these fucking Nazi Christo-fascist fucks, mythical deity for them.
These are for adults.
Or they will kill you.
Yes, adults in Fargo, if you show up to a public meeting, everyone's saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Or else. Great.
Well, for the school board meeting.
Yeah, right.
So there you go. Infuriating.
It's insane. What if you don't want to stand up for the pledge and you're attending
the
meeting?
You don't have to.
Will they kick you out? What will happen?
They can, but you can sue them for very large amounts of money.
My God.
Until the fascists take over and pass the laws that they're going to force us all into Christianity, which is what they want.
Right.
That's what these ridiculous Republicans want, you assholes. Why can't you see this, what they're trying to do to us?
Yeah, I mean, jeez. Vote blue. That's a pretty good idea.
We've got a few minutes. Oh, we got about half hour or a little less left in the big shoe today. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for praying for the crab diving podcast.
Thanks for all the downloads and the.
Can you pray properly?
And the emails and the tweets and.
I mean, improperly.
Sure.
Like if I don't say, "Dear Jesus,"
don't pull your dick out when you're
right.
Praying Jason. To Jesus, yeah. Unless you're Jason Bobert and hanging out at some middle school.
I tell you what, man. If I'm his neighbor, I'm fucking furious. I'm like, I live at the pleasure of this motherfucker. I can walk out in my road and get ran down by his dumb kid on a four wheeler. He's driving his Ford F-150 around like a lunatic. He wants to come over and show everybody his dick.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay.
Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commission. It doesn't cost you fuckle.
That guy, Bobert's neighbor in that 911 call was just like, jeez, man.
That was great. Yeah. That was amazing theater, yeah.
Right.
Also in the news.
I mean, these people don't make good anything. Neighbors, friends, not good at business, not good at making pork sandwiches. You're shitting blood. I had one of Bobert's sliders and I shat blood. I can't let that go. That is crazy. That's a fail. You make food for someone and they end up shitting blood, don't you have to take a step back and say, ooh, maybe that's not for me. Maybe this making food for people isn't my thing. People are shitting blood from the things I've given them to eat. At a rodeo.
That requires empathy.
Imagine.
We know she's a proud Republican, which means utterly empathy free.
Right. In the same moment, 40 people at a rodeo discovered they were shitting blood. I just, what a horrible moment.
They had plenty of porta potties available.
Oh, I'm sure it was great.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah.
What's the most important issue in the governor's race here in Virginia?
Getting back to the basics of teaching children, not teaching them critical race theory.
And what is critical race theory?
Well, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it because I don't understand it that much, but it's...
I'm not going to get into the specifics of it because I don't understand it that much.
I don't think about it too bigly.
Something that I don't... what little bit that I know, I don't care for.
And what have you heard that you don't?
Well,
that you
I'm not gonna, I don't have that much knowledge on it. But okay. It's something that I'm not that I don't care for.
Don't What's the most important issue?
Short circuits going tiny little Trumpian brain.
It's not even listen, man. This guy. These are softball questions.
See that? If I'm
He's
What's
like,
the most important?
I hate critical race theory. What do you hate about it?
Well, you know,
bam.
I don't know a lot about it, but the little bit I do know, I don't approve of.
Does it bother you that a lot of, like, if you're a maggot, a lot of you guys just can't talk?
No.
They can't talk.
No, it doesn't bother
Listen
them.
To this guy. He can't put together a fucking sentence.
It's their base.
You're, I mean, God, man.
That's their
this
base.
Guy, I don't understand. This guy's giving you a layup question. He's basically asking you why you're racist. That you can't say why. It's your whole identity.
Well, yeah.
I don't understand.
Oh, my sweet hometown, Chicago.
Right.
Good news.
Yes.
I guess. This is the Trib.
Yes.
Chicago Tribune. 2 years ago, as the city of Chicago reeled from a bloody battle between police officers and protesters over a prominent statue of Christopher Columbus. Did you know this happened?
No.
I didn't see that story.
Right. Where is it?
Where is this Christopher Columbus?
Is that on the north side in a park somewhere? I mean, it's in a park.
I would assume, yeah.
Well,
on Columbus Drive, maybe.
Right. I don't even remember where the fuck Columbus Drive is. I bet that. Yeah.
Chicago.
Yes.
The statue of Christopher Columbus was installed in Chicago's Grant Park in the U.S. state of Illinois.
Yay. Oh, Columbus Drive. I do remember that now.
So they they took it down and put it away in 2020. Put it in storage. So that's the background here.
Where are you storing that fucking thing?
But I guess there was a riot between police and protesters.
Jeez.
So the protesters, who were the protesters? Were the protesters the anti Chris right. Columbus people, or were they the maggots who were like, we don't care that he was a racist and that he enslaved the Indians and all that shit.
We like it. We dress up as, well, wait, that would be, well, what do they like about Christopher Columbus? That it's the Nina Pinta and the Santa Maria and
he's white.
Oh, okay.
He's white and he conquered brown Jeez. People.
Why is it always the same thing? It's like these people are so boring.
So the mayor there, Lori Lightfoot, has launched an ambitious review of public monuments, saying she would it would be a racial healing and historical reckoning project.
Yeah, we need that down here.
And this week, the Chicago Monuments Project finally released its long-delayed report recommending a series of new public memorials across the city.
Yay!
And the removal of several statues the commission flagged for honoring white supremacy or disrespecting indigenous people.
Now what they did around here when they found one of those, they're like, huh, the Catholic Church offered to take it and put it in their cemetery so it wouldn't be destroyed, which is fucked up, right? I mean, it's white supremacy.
Amid spirited public debate about Ooh. Race in America in 2020, Columbus came under renewed scrutiny as statues across the U.S. were pulled down. Local governments stopped celebrating the holiday in his name, though Chicago was one of the cities where the monuments were lifted. Lori Lightfoot at first resisted their removal
what?
And insisted afterward that the Grant Park statue should eventually return.
Why?
Her pledge, which she said was because she doesn't believe in sanitizing history. Oh, my God.
But it's a context.
There's a difference between reciting history, yes. put it in a museum and talk about it. And putting it in the public square is venerating.
Yeah, you're
putting it on a monument
right?
is venerating.
The context is wrong, and that's important here.
There are no statues to Hitler in Germany saying we shouldn't forget.
But they take their racism and shit seriously over there. We don't really hear. I mean, some people do. The wrong people do. They love it.
An Italian-American group sued her for removing another Columbus statue in Little Italy.
Go fuck yourself. Man, come on. We're just trying to be civilized. We're taking everybody, I'm sorry, we're taking down the statues of the white supremacists and the genocider people. We're taking all their statues down, okay? Does anyone have a problem with that?
Though the commission's work was broader than just the Columbus statues, those were the ones that likely will generate the most controversy and conversation. Still, Lightfoot's task force recommending taking down several other monuments that negatively depict indigenous people. One monument that shouldn't be removed, says the commission, is a statue honoring Supreme Court Justice, the Supreme Court Justice who presided over Plessy versus Ferguson.
Yeah.
which said separate but equals okay.
Jeez, yeah, maybe.
It's a monument to him.
Well, you got to take that one down, right?
That's what the Chicago Commission is suggesting.
Yeah, and then put it in a museum with a plaque
right.
that explains what why it's fucked up to celebrate this now and what this person's known for.
The commission recommended removing the Jacques Marquette Louis Juliette Memorial because it reinforces stereotypes about American Indians and glorifies a complicated and painful history of Western expansion.
Yeah.
The monument features a cowering American Indian following submissively in the footsteps of Marquette.
That is
get rid of it.
Fucked up. That's fucked up.
A plaque honoring early Chicago settler John Kinsey should also be removed. Says the report, because it openly prioritizes whiteness and denies the existence of native peoples and earlier settler Jean-Baptiste Pointe du Sable.
Right. Well, shit, man. Do we got to get rid of everything? I mean, fuck. God damn it. What am I left with? What racist shit do I have to enjoy in Chicago? Oh,
Reliefs on the DuSable Bridge, including the Defense, the Pioneers, Discoverers, and Regeneration, they're called, should also be taken down because they show American Indians as merely a foil to help define the heroic acts and qualities of colonizing forces.
Right.
Like, here's us submitting the, making the savages submit.
We're saying that, that people back in the day did some bad shit. And they're trying to make it right by, you know, the very least. We're trying to be a civilized society where we don't have statues.
But that was our history, Ryan. That's our heritage.
I know. I'm so sorry about your heritage.
We beat the shit out of those fucking Indians back then.
Listen, I don't know what to tell you. I'm so sorry.
We brought them Jesus.
Listen, go do something to cheer yourself up. Go have incest.
Again.
Go, yeah, one more time.
The report also recommends taking down tablets dedicated to explorers De La Salle, Joliette, and Marquette. One of the plaques, it says, highlights, quote, the first white men to pass through the Chicago River.
Hell yeah, guys!
Literally,
we finally made it!
Celebrates the
we
first
finally made good news! The white people are here! Go fuck yourself! Who wants some smallpox? Pow, pow, pow!
And it explicitly voices the ideology of white supremacy. They're also looking to revive debate over a monument to Italo Balbo,
yes.
which the commission decries as a gift from the fascist government of Italy.
God damn it! You ain't gonna take my Italo Balbo! That was a gift from Italy.
The commission said, according to a historian, aviator Italo Balbo was the leader of the movement's paramilitary Black Shirts, one of the men who planned right. the insurrectional march on Rome to install Mussolini as Italy's dictator. And he was colonial governor of Libya. Doesn't that sound great?
I won it in a secret Santa contest.
A supporter of Italy's forced annexation of Ethiopia.
Jeez. It's incredibly problematic.
So we should celebrate all those victories over those Browns.
The thing is, it's not like, see, people will say, well, liberals, they scream about everything. But we have a whole planet built on white supremacy. I mean, you know.
A lot of parts of it, sure.
What are you going to do? Pretend like you don't know that you're celebrating a bunch of fucking lunatics, murderers, rapists? Take their fucking statues down at the very least.
Yeah, Columbus and his boys were monsters.
Take the statues
they were
down.
Monsters.
Pay someone to do it. I mean, you know, didn't we do a story that statues that came down in New Orleans, the people that do it, they have to do it in the middle of the night dressed in all black?
Oh, yeah. They had to slither in and a whole bunch of places that took that shit down in the middle of the night.
You can't count on Americans to not be fucked up. It's just you just always expect it. We are fucking crazy. I mean, the right, they call the liberals snowflakes. Holy fuck, guys. You're talking about getting rid of some dumb statue of Columbus. And your nipples shoot out of your chest. You're fucking insane. Have a Benadryl. Have a whole box.
There's a headline at Mediaite. Tucker Carlson sounds alarm on GOP losing the midterms. If you ask people which party do they like more, they say Democrats. Gasp! Why would that be? Why don't people like our messages?
When people go vote, they're like, I'm going to vote for the white, the people that aren't white supremacists.
Why don't non-racist, non-Nazi, non-misogynist, non-Islamophobic, non-anti-gay people, why don't they like us?
I'm sorry. It's hard for me to get behind a party who's, I'm sorry, your standard bearer told everybody during the pandemic to put bleach in your asshole.
Sure. After you shine a light up there.
I mean, when I hear, it's the party of death. They are the death party.
Here in our beloved state of Florida.
Fuck you. It's stabbing season.
We've got a Republican candidate who's been permanently suspended from Twitter. because he tweeted, quote, under my plan, or no, somebody, yeah, he tweeted, under my plan, all Floridians will have permission to shoot FBI, IRS, ATF, hey, and all other feds on site. Let freedom ring, he tweeted.
Is that Lombardo?
Luis Miguel.
Who the fuck is this lunatic?
Running. I don't know who he's running.
That's extreme, right? So what that guy is saying, if I see
State House.
Okay. I'm allowed to shoot federal employees or something. Is that what he's saying? That you should.
Yeah, on site.
Listen, man. That's a hard way to legislate, isn't it? I mean, Biden was able to reach across the aisle and pass some shit. Now everybody's shooting each other.
He is in Florida's 20th district in Southeast Florida.
Yeah, whatever the fuck that's
it's
like.
It's pretty heavily...
Red?
No. A Democrat. It's all cities.
Jeez.
Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, Miramar, Lake Park, Riviera Beach, Pompano Beach.
Yeah.
It's 98% urban.
Very touristy.
Only 1% rural. 53% black.
Yes.
Jeez. 22% Hispanic, 18% white. So this guy probably doesn't have a prayer.
Yeah.
Which is why he doesn't
care. He's one of these right-wing nut jobs that's going to run against a Democrat and won't get any votes.
And probably won't get any votes, yeah. But we'll claim it was stolen from him.
Right. Well, they're the grievance culture. They can't help it.
Florida politics reported the same message after shooting about shooting federal agents appeared on his Instagram, but that post was removed before he was kicked off.
How many people get up in the morning? It's like, you know what? I'm going to threaten federal agents on what platform? I'll make it Instagram. That's cool.
He did all of them, but
oh,
when he got
platforms?
Booted from, yeah, when he got booted from Twitter, he pulled the posts off the other ones before they removed his accounts.
You didn't threaten me on Snapchat. That's so mean. On the other platforms you did.
In a past Instagram post, he called the FBI a terrorist organization after they raided Mar-a-Lardo.
Mar-a-Lardo. Jeez. God, these Republicans are murderous motherfuckers.
They're violent. Yeah, they're crazy.
What do they think? They think that IRS agents are rappelling from helicopters, storming your house, taking your shit.
Well, only Republicans.
Oh, yes. They're worried. They don't want to be dominated. Well, they want to be dominated, but.
Few minutes left here. Thank you so much for your support, as always.
Thank you for listening to the Crab Diving Podcast.
Sharing the show, and thanks to those worldwide.
That's right.
We love hearing from you guys, too.
What's up, Luxembourg?
Although sometimes we get these messages like, what's going on over there?
Yeah, it's crazy. No, I know. I get it. It's fucked up.
I listened from France. What the fuck is going on with you people over there?
Everybody's crazy as shit, and our government's fucked up. And like we have people fascinated with bullshit in the sky that are making laws. And none of these, they're just angry, and they don't know what they want. They just want to be mean.
We've got a few minutes left. Let me see if I've got this clip. This is it's Faithless Friday clip.
It's like these Christians just want to tell people to fuck off. It's, you know?
Well, yeah.
It's I don't remember that. I didn't read the Bible.
See, that's how I know you still poor, broke, busted, and disgusted, because of how you've been honoring me. I'm not worth your McDonald's money. Come on. I'm not worth your Red Lobster money.
I ain't worth your St. John knit. Y'all can't afford it no how. I ain't worth y'all Louis Vuitton. I ain't worth your Prada. I'm not worth your Gucci.
So this
is
Kansas City pastor who's pissed off because they're not donating enough.
They're not tithing enough.
They're not giving him enough money.
He's looking out there and saying, look at that Gucci bag.
Right. Your Prada.
God damn.
Reverend, this is a great name, Carlton Funderburk, F-U-N-D-E-R-B-U-R-K-E, Carlton Funderburk, condemned his congregation not because they sinned too much, love God too little, or have done too few good deeds in the world. Instead, he rebuked the cheap sons and daughters, quote, cheap sons and daughters of the church at the well. The church at the well is his church in Kansas City.
I got to tell you, I think it's time for Alec Baldwin to pay a visit and explain to you how to sell.
For not honoring him.
Yeah.
Not honoring me.
That's your fault, motherfucker. You are a salesperson. You go out there and sell those people.
Mother.
You know what I mean?
I'm saying this.
He sucks then.
I'm trying to rewind. Oh, there we go.
I ain't worth your St. John knit. Y'all can't afford it no how. I ain't worth y'all Louis Vuitton. I ain't worth your Prada. I'm not worth your Gucci. Mother, ooh, I'm saying this, and I promise you, Deacon, it's not with respect of want. I'm saying it because I want you to understand just what God is saying. I even found out that Movado, you can buy a Movado watch in Sam's.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
And y'all know I asked for one last year. Here it is the whole way in August. I still ain't got it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Let me kick down the door and talk to my cheap sons and daughters.
Damn. He's talking about a watch. He's not even talking about just donating to his church and his cause. He wants that Movado watch. You can get it, Sam's.
You know what? I don't have any patience for this motherfucker. Because these people, the whole business is, if you don't pray hard enough, if you don't tithe enough, you're going to fucking hell. And that is tremendous leverage to hold over someone that believes that. And if you can't get that person's money, then you fucking suck. If you can't get their money, that's on you. That's why, you know what I mean? They need to send Alec Baldwin in there from Glengarry Glen Ross and explain to him how to sell.
That clip went viral on TikTok, over more than 500,000 views in a couple of days.
Hey, listen, man, I'm sorry. You can't get more money out of it. You cannot bilk those people for more fucking cash. That's on you. Then you're not doing it good enough. I mean, maybe this is a tactic he uses to shame them.
Maybe.
You know what I say? I said, listen, I'd love to pray for each and every one of you, but I don't have time. This church isn't making enough money. I'm having to work extra hours at Taco Bell or whatever. So I don't have time to pray for
you.
But if you tithe more.
My name is Carlton Funderburk. I'm the senior pastor of Church of the Well right here in Kansas City, Missouri. I want to take this moment to address the now viral video clip of me from a sermon given August the 7th, 2022. Though there is context behind the content of the clip, no context will suffice to explain the hurt and anguish caused by my words. I have spoken to those I am accountable to and have received their correction and instruction. I have also privately apologized to our church, who has extended their love and support.
This is his bullshit. This is his hostage video.
Like, hey, man.
The official statement from Pastor Funderburk.
So these churches board was like, listen, man, we saw that crazy shit you're saying. I'm going to have my Gucci.
You can buy a Movado watch at Sam's Club. And y'all know I asked for one last year. Here it is the whole way in August, and I still ain't got it. Y'all ain't said nothing. I'm reading the transcript.
Right.
Let me kick down the door and talk to my cheap sons and daughters.
Well, I mean, for real, though, do you think God didn't let his only son bleed out on a fucking Bronze Age torture device for nothing? Give the guy a fucking watch. Gee, he really wants a watch. Why do you need a watch? A Movado watch. What is that? Just a nice watch?
It's a nice watch, yeah. But you can get them at Sam's.
God, you had. Then go get one, you
cheap
fuck.
Motherfuckers.
Jesus Christ, man. It's like, yeah, I He needs, somebody was like, you got to earn more money.
Remember, Kenneth Copeland, when people, he told people, even if you lost your job to COVID, right, you find a way to get me money.
Yes. Yes.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. He knew those stimulus checks were coming out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, fuck.
Amazing.
He's not fucking around.
Oh, I got more stories for Faithless Friday. We'll have to bleed them over to more Atheism Monday or whatever.
More bleeding next week on Crab Diving.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Back to Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Always available at your favorite podcasting app, the Cassion, or crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon, or use the banner at the webpage. We get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all. Check out what Ryan's doing. He's all over. He's on the internet at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. Check out his website at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed weekend, everybody, and start buying shit through our Amazon links, you cheap bastards.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.